Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, so you sent us some really interesting material focused on keeping your head right in golf, specifically how to stay genuinely happy and positive using South Africa as a kind of model. Our mission here is to pull out those practical mental tools you can actually use, wherever you happen to play.
Yeah, absolutely. And what jumps out right away is this isn't really about your swing, is it? It's all mental game. We're really exploring how, like, the environment around you and your own headspace work together to create positivity and focusing on the benefits you get tied specifically to that localization aspect.
That's a great way to frame it. The main source we're digging into is an article called How to Stay Positive in Golf, South African Tips, found it on the Golf Day Buddy app website. So let's start there, the place itself. How does just being in South Africa help your mood on the course?
Well, it often starts with just the sheer beauty. It gives your brain a kind of reset button through these amazing visuals. Imagine you're playing on courses along the Garden Route, that incredible coastline, or maybe up at Sun City in the Bushveld. The scenery is just majestic. So you hit a bad shot, a real shank maybe. Your brain almost automatically shifts from beating yourself up to just looking at the view. That change in focus, it naturally lifts your spirits, boosts morale.
Right, like a forced perspective shift. And the source gets really specific here, talking about connecting with nature, seeing wildlife. They actually mention zebras, impala, even baboons sometimes showing up near the fairway calls them a delightful distraction. But I mean, let's be real. If I'm playing terribly, is looking at a baboon really going to help? Or is it just, making the round longer while I feel bad? How do we take that idea, that powerful reset, and apply it if we're playing, say, a flat, kind of boring course back home?
Yeah, that's a fair question. It highlights that the mechanism is the key thing, not necessarily the specific distraction, like the baboon itself. The benefit comes from that immediate shift in your attention. You can totally recreate that anywhere. Maybe adopt a quick ritual, like really focusing on the smell of the cut grass for a second, or noticing the shapes of the clouds, anything sensory. The goal is just to break that negative loop from the bad shot. Plus, we can't forget the climate aspect in South Africa. Generally, good weather means you can play pretty much year-round. And that consistent play, that practice, naturally builds skill. And importantly, it builds confidence. A lot of positivity in golf is really just confidence shining through.
Okay, that makes sense. It bridges the gap from the outside world to what's happening inside your head. And speaking of the internal game, we can definitely learn from South African legends like Gary Player and Ernie Els. What are the key lessons they offer about staying, well, happy and functional when the pressure's on?
Well, their whole approach kind of reframes what resilience even means. Take Gary Player's famous line, "The more I practice, the luckier I get." What he's really saying, I think, is that resilience isn't some magic personality trait. It's something you build through hard work, through preparation. So when you face a tough shot or a bad hole, you see it as just a temporary thing your preparation has actually equipped you to handle. It helps fight off that negativity before it even starts.
Right, you're ready for it. And the article mentions some practical mental tricks too, things tied to their legacy, like deep breathing before a shot, also visualization, picturing the good shot, and just simple positive self-talk. These sound almost basic, but what's the deeper reason they actually work for happiness on the course?
They work because they directly control two really critical things: your body's stress level and your mental focus. Deep breathing, for example, flips on your body's relaxation response, the parasympathetic nervous system, which immediately dials down that physical feeling of stress or anxiety. And visualization, well, it forces your brain to concentrate only on what you want to happen. It sort of crowds out the space for doubt or anger. So the combined benefit isn't just, potentially better scores, it's that you enjoy the game more because you're actively managing how you feel moment to moment.
Okay, managing the internal state. Got it. One last piece here is the community aspect. The source talks about connecting with people at South African clubs and events, saying that helps positivity. What's the core idea there?
It's really about building a supportive environment. Golf can be, let's face it, really frustrating sometimes. Sharing those struggles, building friendships, even just having playing partners who hold you accountable in a friendly way. It creates a buffer against getting stuck in your own head. You stop taking every bad shot so personally when you realize, hey, everyone finds this hard. It lowers the mental stakes and honestly just makes it more fun again.
So, pulling it all together, the South African approach suggests positivity in golf isn't one single thing. It's like a blend, using your surroundings, the sensory stuff, to reset quickly. Combined with mastering your inner game through practice, mental tricks, and leaning on your buddies, it all builds that long-term confidence.
Exactly. And that leads to an interesting question for you, the listener, to maybe think about. We've talked about the benefits for your golf game, staying calm, better focus, maybe lower scores. But these things, they reduce stress, improve focus. That's good for your overall health and well-being way beyond the golf course. So thinking about all this, which small, deliberate, positive ritual, maybe it's taking that one deep breath before you tee off, or consciously noticing a specific tree when you feel frustrated, which small thing could you start doing today to bring a little bit of this into your own game and maybe even your life?